Welcome to Dere Watara on Gotemwage's Q1037. Paul Grafe with you. Sunny and 21 degrees outside. Big news, of course, leading the newscast at noon that Bobby Patton has decided to withdraw as a candidate for the Mohawk Council of Gotemwage elections. He has served first as a peacekeeper for many years and then on council between 2012 and 2018, but recently named court worker in Gotemwage. And today on the show, we're going to be speaking with three different candidates who are potential candidates for the Mohawk Council of Gotemwage. Gusanahawe Skydeer is running for Grand Chief, as you heard, of course, on Monday night. H.A. Rice will be joining us afterwards, Alan John Rice. And but first in studio is incumbent Harry Rice. And Harry, first of all, welcome.
Thank you.
All right, let's begin, you know, with the simple stuff. Who are you? Present yourself to the community. I mean, yes, I know many do know, but for those who don't.
My name is Harry Angus Rice. My parents are the late Paul Rice. My mother is Catherine Rice. And I have a sister named Amber Rice. So that's my, I think everybody know pretty much knows who I am in the community. I'm here to seek a second term on the Mohawk Council. I like to give a little bit of information on some of the projects or the files that I've been working on in the last 3 years. I've been part of the education portfolio, and under the education portfolio, fell through to the Gariwanoru and the funding that they've received. The funding is that they received is only is a portion of the total outcome that I'm hoping for. I'm hoping for Gariwanoru to have their own home, their own environment, where they don't have to lean on anybody else for parking space or anything like that. So to get them their own home, and I think that's vital to the community. It's a part of the language restoration. Some of the other portfolios that I've been on, sports and recreation, I took over when Carl left council. I've been working with Mac on a couple of different projects and actually hoping to open up the field house project, which is a multi purpose sports complex with the possibility of a indoor soccer field / lacrosse field, possibly a swimming pool, and the possibilities can be endless there. So I'd like to try and open up that file again, and then more on the home front, so to speak, if you want to call that. I have been a part of the Orange Shirt Gang group. With the findings of the residential school children's remains, I had put that on kind of on a back burner, so to speak, because of COVID. Because the group that we meet with are I don't want to say elders, but not everybody has the internet to interact with
doing Zoom.
Yeah. So the meetings weren't able to have any more meetings, really, because we can't have the big gatherings of 8 to 10 people in the building. So that kind of went wayward. But now that we're with the finding of the bodies, and I'd like to reopen that file too, and the whole thing behind it was, of course, to support the Orange Shirt group and to have a memorial for the residential school survivors. I think that's part of the healing that we need here in Gunawage, especially with the findings.
So you want to build a memorial for them?
Well, maybe a statue or something in memoriam to them, a statement. To just to recognize that the struggles that they went through and the hardships that they went through and something to that they can be proud of, I guess.
You've pretty much covered the second question I was going to ask, is why are you seeking a position on council? You're talking about these files that you sort of touched on, but is there any other reason why you want to re-up for another 3 years?
I'd like to serve the community again. I think I did a pretty good job in serving the community as so far. And like I said, I really want to push these three main, in my eyes, the three main files that I'd like to push in there. And I even with one of our colleagues not running again this year, Clinton, he's leaving an opening, so to speak, at Lands. I've been talking with the Lands department guy, Martin Stacey, for quite a long time now, and just recently I asked him if he thought it would be a good idea for me to sort of take over the Lands department, and he said he would give me the breakdown, mm-hmm. if that was, he would have no problem giving me the breakdown if that would be the situation, that I would take over land. So I'd like to continue serving our community as best as I can. So, yeah.
3 years ago when you were elected to council, you were a political newcomer. What was that experience like for you over the last 3 years?
Oh, it's been a roller coaster of emotions. And it's been a roller coaster of gathering information. It's been quite the experience. I didn't think that there was going to be. I knew there was going to be a lot of work. And when I first got on, and after the first 3 to 6 months, I had conversations with some of my colleagues, not my colleagues, but my friends, and they all asked, "Well, what kind of experience is it?" And I said, well, you know what? I said, I expected to go out there and there would be a football field worth of work for me to do. I didn't expect to be 2.5 football fields of work. So it is very, very challenging. There's a lot of tangibles that you have to kind of get used to. But I think I've done a pretty good job. I had a good support while I was in council from... just about all, I would say every single chief helped me in one way or another. So that learning curve was kind of smoothened out a little bit. Mm-hmm. There's still a lot for me to learn, obviously, but I'm more than willing to do it.
Okay, you've talked about the subjects and the topics that are close to your heart and what you're pushing. I'm going to open this up a little more general as to what do you feel are the issues that need to be dealt with immediately in Gatawage that aren't necessarily your files?
Immediately in Gatawage, I think our jurisdictions and the right to for our online gaming, I think that needs to be addressed in the immediate future. I know there's two chiefs that are on that file, and to me, it kind of goes back to the Orange Shirt Gang and the memorial. I think that a lot of healing needs to be done, a lot of reflection and a lot of healing for our people in whatever way you're you're feeling, if it's true to residential school system, if it's true substance abuse, I think we need a path in order for us to heal in a better way than that we are today.
Any idea what that path might be? I mean, besides a memorial?
I've heard and I've talked with other chiefs and the conversation came up and that we... It would be a really good idea if we had our own rehab center here, or even detox center to start with, and then move on to a rehab center. I'm in full favor of that. I wouldn't see anybody in Gunawage who wouldn't be in favor of it. So I think that should be part of the maybe the first phase of our healing journey.
Okay, let's get back to your files for a minute here. Which files were you in the 3 years able to complete satisfactorily? And I don't mean completion, you know, a breaking ground in a building is finished, let's say, if it's bricks and mortar, but stuff that you've been able to, that you have been successful on, that you've undertaken as a portfolio, a file.
The biggest one and the one I get most thanked for is Gariwanoro. It's near and dear to my heart. My children went to school there. The satisfaction, the knowing that the parents don't have to fundraise and fundraise and fundraise over and over, continuously. And we all know how much fundraising is a chore. It could be even turn into a job, so to speak. But just knowing that the parents don't have to worry about fundraising and having their children learn the Gunyagaha language, that's near and dear to my heart.
What are some of the files that have provided the biggest challenges to you that haven't been successfully completed, and why?
For me, there hasn't been any that have been unsuccessful, I don't think. But I guess I think the most challenging one would be that I'm not directly involved in, but I think the most challenging one would be the Mercier Bridge. It's going to take a lot of community consultation and a lot of understanding from everybody from the community we haven't even seen any plans on what type of new bridge that there's going to be.
Nor have we.
So I don't want anybody to think, oh, well, the MCK has a back pocket plan and that this is going true for sure. I don't know that. I would definitely sit here and say, yeah, it is going true if it was going true, but I don't know. So, but I think the biggest challenge is the community consultation for the Mercier Bridge. I know a lot of people are making a statement, not another inch, which I agree with.
You agreed to that at the table, did you not? Because that was a statement from the MCK. Not one more inch.
Yeah. So we want to see what their plan is before we can consult with the community. So I think that's the biggest challenge that the table is going to be facing in the next couple of years.
All right, Harry, we've got about 3-4 minutes left. Why should community members vote for you on July 3rd and on June 26th at the Special Advance Poll?
I think I'm true to my word. I believe that everything that I've set out to do to help the community, I've come true. And I guess I'll take the opportunity to thank all my supporters in the past election and my continued supporters in this election. And even if there's some new supporters now, I want to thank everybody. There's one more thing quickly. There's it's a newly formed action team. It's a wellness action team that I just joined. Very, very, very great. I think this it's been said in the meetings that it should have been done about a year ago. It's just starting off now, but I think the roll off that's going to happen is going to help the community in greatly, very, very greatly.
Is this the one that involves all the organizations?
Yes, it does.
So Peacekeepers, KSCS.
Yes. And I'm part of the youth movement or group that's part of that involves KSCS, the youth center, and the survival school.
Right.
It's beautiful. They're coming up with great initiatives. I think that it's going to be a very useful in the near future. And I actually asked the team if I don't get on council, if I can continue to be part of this group. And the group that I was part of said yeah, they would love it for me to be back in there, because my involvement with the youth, I've been involved with organized volunteering for pretty much my whole life since I was 16 years old. I've coached just about every sport in Gunawaga. So,
All right. And finally, what's your vision for Gunawaga's future?
Oh, that's a good, very good question. My vision for Gunawaga's future. Well, it starts with the youth. And to give the youth a safe place to just be themselves, whether it's on a soccer field or the lacrosse field, whatever have it, if it's at the Onage, being part of the camps or being a facilitator at one of the camps, just to give the youth back that freedom, so-called freedom that we had before, give it back to them and let them run with it. I believe that, I strongly believe the dreams of the youth.
Okay. Any last words?
Nyawa goa.
Harry Rice, Nyawa for being with us today. And we will be watching closely on July 3rd. We are going to continue with our candidates after this. Alan John Rice is standing by to come on Dede Watara.